Welcome to Counterpunch. Today's topic, Constitutional Convention, yes or no?
For Left in Alabama, I'm Sherry Walker. Alabama's 1901 Constitution was written to lock in the power structure of that time, to concentrate power in Montgomery and guard against innovation and progress. It succeeded. Year after year, the legislature fails to act on important statewide issues, ethics reform, budgetary reform, even economic development. The 1901 Constitution gives them a convenient excuse for inaction at the same time it ties the hands of local governments. 70% of amendments deal with a single city or county. Article-by-article revision isn't working. In 109 years, only one article has been revised. We can't afford to take 1,000 years getting to the 21st century. The legislature will never willingly give up their power and lobbyist perks. Alabama needs a new constitution, and a convention's the best way to craft it. With delegates elected by the people and the final document approved by the people, that's the view from the left.
Alabama absolutely should not throw out our existing constitution and just hope that we end up with something better. That's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. There are a lot of good things in our current constitution, such as protection for our gun rights, and it just doesn't make sense to throw all of those good things out the window while at the same time praying that we end up with something better. But if we do, there are two things you can count on. First, the courts will be busy for decades trying to determine if our laws, written under the old constitution, are still valid under the new constitution. Most will be fine, but some will violate the new constitution to one degree or another, and the courts will be busy for a long time sorting it all out. The second thing is, well, we don't know what we'll end up with. But every special interest group in the state will do everything they can to get their representatives elected as delegates to the convention. The result will be a new constitution riddled with preferences for every special interest group under the sun. Any way you look at it, it's not a good idea. For Politics Alabama, I am Matthew Gibson. Produced by Politics Alabama. Online at politicsalabama.blogspot.com.